Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 186. Yesterday we started learning the organ kidney parenchyma and we are continuing with it. Today we take up the most important part of the SBS of the kidney parenchyma. The biological conflict linked to the kidney parenchyma, according to Dr. Hammer, is water conflict or fluid conflict. I invite your special attention to this topic because this is one of the reasons for the very popular medical condition called hypertension. Why I said one of the reasons is because we will learn hypertension in relation to the right myocardium and adrenal medulla also. Now let us know how Dr. Hammer is explaining the water or fluid conflict linked to the kidney parenchyma. Life started developing in the ocean according to the evolutionary knowledge. At that time, the kidney collecting tubules derived from the intestinal cylinder epithelium and originated from the endoderm were important because they were related to the conflict of water deprivation like fish out of water. But as the evolution progressed from ocean to land, the conflict associated with too much water linked to the kidney parenchyma became important. This is because while living on land, water itself is a danger to life. This may be a flood or a drowning in water. That is how Dr. Hammer explains the conflict linked to the kidney parenchyma as the water conflict or fluid conflict. As usual, this conflict, the water or fluid conflict, can be a real or a figurative one. Let us first understand the real water conflict. It can be due to an accident in or on the water. Bursting or leakage of a water-carrying pipe, flood surrounding one's home, a blocked sewage pipe, etc. can cause a water conflict. Suppose any of these conditions remain for a longer time and one gets the reminder constantly to repair them, he can suffer from a hanging water conflict. He may be conflicted about the damage the water makes. There are several weather-related water conflicts like heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail, snow or ice storms, etc. If one had a severe water conflict in the past life, for example, if related to a heavy rain or flood, even a weather forecast of rain can put the person in a track of water conflict with subsequent conflict-active symptoms, which we will learn tomorrow. Therefore, an experience of a flood or similar water-related conflict can cause conflict-active symptoms in a large number of people depending on the intensity of the conflicts and subjectivity of the persons. The biological conflict linked to the kidney parenchyma is not only water conflict but also fluid conflict according to Dr. Hammer. Let us try to understand it. It can be the distress associated with any fluid, harmful chemical fluids, infusions or injections of any medical drugs, cytostatics or chemotherapy drugs, street drugs or vaccines, oil or oil disasters, gasoline, LPG, running out of gas, or even a rising gas price, alcohol and alcohol withdrawal, presence of chemicals in liquid type of regular food materials, presence of such chemicals in constantly used cleaning materials, believed to cause allergies or cancers, etc., can cause fluid conflicts. It can be the distress a person suffers due to one's own body fluids. For example, a urinary incontinence, a semen-related conflicts in sexual abuse or unwanted sexual practices, amniotic fluid leakage during pregnancy, a vaginal discharge of fluids, etc. Those who have learned GNM know well the meaning of water retention in the body happening during the healing of kidney collecting tubules or syndrome. People who know edema only as accumulation of fluid in the body without knowing its beneficial role in the programs of healing may get a fluid conflict. Body fluid conflict does not include blood because it is considered in the program of spleen as bleeding conflict. Friends, learning GNM is going to repay you beyond your imaginations. If you wish to help your fellow human beings, please share the global GNM health tips with them. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.